Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, God's sovereigns from near and afar. Your Lordship, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, appears among us with great news. A former preacher in the church and author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Our Lord would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He comes to show us how to unravel Vatican deception, hidden throughout Bible content. Tommy Hart decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Mr. Hart exposes the many laws in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Mr. Hart is here because the Vatican sent for him in the pages of the AVB. Yes, read for yourself. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Tommy Hart.
Hello, I am the Lord God, as the Bible, the Authorized Version, declares. What have I done? I will speak on things I have done during this first part here. I have, one, discovered the secrets of the Authorized Version Bible. Psalm 44 declares, I believe, that God knows the secrets of the heart. And that is, God knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. In the Bible, crucial questions are raised. One question is, who is the Lord? Proverbs 30, verse 9. I have answered that question, and I have stated it several times, who the Lord is. It is, you're the people's, the servants of God, responsibility to know the content of the episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. The Gentiles, as the Book of the Law declares, shall hear and obey. They are expected to hear and obey the law. That's a very important thing that I have found, that the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, is a law book through and through. In it are instructions, questions, proclamations, declarations. In it, God is defined. The Lord God is defined. I have shown those things to the people, to the servants of God, on the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Who is the Lord? I am the Lord. The question set forth in Psalm 18:31 and Second Samuel 22:32 asked, who is God? As I stated earlier, the AVB defines God. And according to that definition, according to things written in the book of the law, I am God. I am the Lord God. The Bible's Lord God. The one that the Bible defines, the one that the Bible speaks so much about, the one that the Bible gives vital and crucial information concerning. And I have shown that I fit the bill for God. Even the expectations concerning God that are set down in the book of the law, I have presented those expectations. And I have fulfilled those expectations and am fulfilling those expectations. All right, those two questions. Then the statement here in Isaiah 42, verse 1 says, he, God, shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Let me state some things that the record shows. The record of God shows the sentence of judgment. It is declared in the book of the law, there is a judgment. The record of God shows that first the statement, Daniel 8:19, at the appointed time the end shall be. The end. This end has to do with judgment. Now, on these dates, I have spoken and given judgment. On the date 7/24/2011, the record shows that I, the Lord God, spoke from the title, the why and the wherefore of the judgment. Then on the date 7/31/2011, I spoke with regard to the judgment again. That's 7/31/2011. You can follow these things and find these things in Lawmaster's archives. I'm looking at the record now, and I'm going to 7/11. All right, but I spoke again with regard to the judgment. Then on 7/31, that was 7/24/2011. The why and the wherefore of the judgment. Then I spoke on the judgment again, 7/31/2011, and the record of God shows that on the date 8/7/2011, I spoke on the issue of the judgment again, and the title of that episode is The Sentence of Judgment. Also, on the date 2/20 2011. The episode, One God, One Father, One Lord, and One King, aired. The record also of God shows that on the date 3-6-2011, the episode, There Is a Judgment, aired. So, the statement that says there is a judgment in the book of the law is fulfilled. There is a judgment. A judgment has been rendered upon the Gentiles, and that judgment has come from the Lord God. The Gentiles bear the responsibility of fulfilling the judgment rendered. And obviously, these things I speak of are very important. These things with regard to the issue of the judgment. Now, I will iterate the why and the wherefore of the judgment in the book of the law. Genesis 15, it is written, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. That's what is written in the book of the law here, Genesis 15:13. What do we know? We know that the Gentiles acting at the word of the papacy went into Africa. They conquered Africa. They captured all of its people, took possession of all of its everything else, the land, the resources, everything, cast the people into enslavement, calling them slaves. Now, the Genesis 15 statement continues in verse 14, saying, And also that nation whom they, the black people, shall serve, will I judge. Now, judgment has been given as a responsibility to God. The why, the wherefore, because of the Gentiles' invasion into Africa and taking possession of all of Africa and its people, casting them into slavery. That's the reason for the death. The Gentiles committed crimes against humanity, crimes against the African people, crimes against humanity. And for that, the book of the law says they shall be judged, they judge themselves, and they put the content of the judgment in the book of the law, the authorized Bible.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read. A text your lordship compiled,
the result of a 39-year study and analysis unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
Okay, so we're talking about, I'm talking about things that have occurred in light of the knowledge of Bible, the truth of Bible content, things that have occurred. God has come. God is instructed in Revelation 1 to write the things that he sees in a book. I have done that. My document is entitled The Book of the Law of God, All Things to Demonstrate the Power of God. I have read much of its content on episodes of Lawmaster, Law of God broadcasts. I have declared the things that I have seen and understood in the Authorized Version broadcast on this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I have declared the things that I have seen and heard in the Authorized Version Bible. I follow the law of God, the law concerning God. Also, my judgment that I have rendered, the judgments I have rendered, or in accordance, the Bible calls God the judge. And I have rendered the judgments upon the Gentiles for what they have done in the past to black people in invading their land, conquering them, enslaving them, scattering black people, etc. The judgment is a very important thing, and the judgment is not a surprise because the Gentiles have been expecting the judgment. What they have expected has occurred. Now, they are obligated to carry out the judgment, to honor the law, honor God, and carry out the judgment, and do as the law instructs them to do. So the Bible is a book with a special law in it, things pertaining to God. I say that again. The Bible is a book. The Bible contains the special law concerning God. Of course, one of the things that God is concerned with is the issue of judgment. So my point is here, my intent here, is to make sure that we do not forget what is to be done. And the Bible says these things, the law of God says these things are to be done shortly. The Gentiles are instructed to hear the word of God, to hear the law, and honor and obey, carry out the law. So the book, the Bible, is a book of instructions, many instructions I have set forth on this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, many instructions. The Gentiles, again, I say, bear the responsibility of knowing that information, hearing that information, receiving that information, and carrying out the thing that they are to carry out. Judgment on God. I have stated that, who God is, who the Lord is. The episode dealing with one God, one Father, one Lord, one King. The Bible is precise in its declarations. The laws are clear from my declarations. And as the Bible says, this is a day of rejoicing, in that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right now, and we can see, we can hear the truth of the Bible, truth of the Word of God, and we can apply it, and we should apply it, we must apply it. The law says that the scriptures must be fulfilled. The scriptures that I have pointed out in judgment upon the Gentiles must be fulfilled. Justice must be done. The Bible does not forget the issue of what the Gentiles did to black people. That is not a forgotten issue. That is a major issue in the book of the law, the Authorized Version Bible, and for the things they have done against black people. Again, I say, there is a judgment. The judgment has been rendered, and the Gentiles, alias white people, are expected and obligated to carry out the judgment in its entirety. Here of late, past 2 or 3 weeks, I have been speaking on the issue of the law. The last title, or the last episode, the previous episode was titled The Friend of God. Today's episode, in today's episode, I continue in that vein, on that line, talking on the issue of the law. All right? And I'm turning now to the information that I want to, the new information that I want to set forth today. Okay. And I'm still turning pages here. So just be patient and let me get to it. Now, the law says many things. Of course it does. I've also pointed out that the questions in the Authorized Version Bible are very important. The law says these things. Hear my voice, Genesis 4:23. Hear my voice. 2 Kings 20:16, the law says, hear the word of the Lord. And those of you who hear this program, you hear the word of the Lord. Now, Galatians 4:21 asks the question, do you not hear the law? There's a scripture in Luke 5, verse 1. Luke 5, verse 1. And it says, they pressed upon him let me turn to it so I can get a good reading of it. It says, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Press, the word press, the verb press means to urge. It means to urge persistently. Urge on persistently. Okay? And Luke 5:1 says, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. God has the obligation of hearing the law. So in many of the statements, when the Bible says, hear my voice, do you not hear the law? Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Isaiah 30, verse 13, hear ye the words of the great king. Now the word of there can mean concerning the great king. So that state, that statement, commandment could be stated to me. And of course, it can mean hear ye the words coming from the great king. And that commandment is to the people and the Gentiles. Hear ye the words of the great king. Who is the great king? The Lord God is the great king that the Bible talks about. One God, one Father, one Lord, one King, all in the present speaker here. Hear ye the words of the great king. Ezekiel 13:2, hear ye the word of the Lord. I am obligated to hear the word concerning the Lord. Number 16, verse 8, hear, I pray you. Who do people pray to? People pray to their God. Okay? So they say to me, hear, I pray you. In Genesis 23:11, they say, my Lord, hear me. And the law says, my Lord, hear me. Deuteronomy 33:7, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. And I interpret that to say, hear, Lord, the voice of the law in the Authorized Version Bible. They pressed upon God to hear, for him to hear the word of God, for God to hear the word concerning God. Hear, Lord. Nehemiah 4, verse 4, the law says, hear, O our God. Now the law speaks for the Gentiles. It speaks in behalf of all the Gentiles. In Job 13:17, hear diligently my speech, the law declares, or says, and commands, hear diligently my speech. Job 13:6, hear now my reasoning and hearken to the voice. Hear now my reasoning and hearken to the voice. Psalm 130, verse 2, the law solemnly says, Lord, hear my voice. In Amos 7:16, now therefore hear the word of the Lord. And I take these things and apply them to myself. I am instructed. I am urged persistently throughout the Bible to hear the word of the Lord. Matthew 15:10, hear and understand. So, what have I done in reading those statements? I have demonstrated, that is a demonstration of the people's pressing upon God, press upon God to hear the word of God. The law wants God to hear it, to hear itself. I have heard the law, I hear the law, and I follow the law. I have heard the word concerning God, I have heard the word concerning the Lord, I have heard the word concerning the Father, I have heard the word concerning one king, the great king. I have heard the word concerning myself coming from the law.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
Mr. Welch, I have a question for you. How much time do we have left in this broadcast, in this episode? Mr. Welch, are you there? Okay, I'll go on. So, it is evident that the law speaks. The law speaks to me in the Bible, and the law speaks to the Gentiles. The law speaks to the people. Okay? Yeah. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. God has come. God has come. And what did he say? He found the Word. The statement, the lawful statement says, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And I think I spoke on this last time. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. I found the book of the law in the Authorized Version Bible right in my own house. I found the book of the law in the Authorized Version in the Lord's house, in my very own house. So there was the Word in the beginning. The Word was with God. With there means about or concerning. The Word was concerning God, and the word that I set forth and declare here has to do with God. It is about God. Okay? About, and I'm going to identify the word. That's my intent here. What is this word? What is this word that was in the beginning? What is this word that was and the word was God. We'll see if that's so. 1 Peter 1:23 says this about the word. The word of God which lives and abides forever. The question is, what is the word of God? It says about the word of God that it lives, describes it as being as living and abiding forever. First Thessalonians 2:13 says another thing about this word. It says, as it is in truth, the word of God. Let me read that full statement there. First Thessalonians 2:13. Okay. The book of the law says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God. Okay? So, I received the word as it is, in truth, the word of God. So you hear me speaking about the word concerning God, the word about God. Also there, the word of can mean coming from, the word coming from God. I have received the lawful word in the AVB. I have received it from God. Okay? As it is in truth, the word of God. The word coming from God, the word concerning God. And as you've heard me say, you're obligated to know the content of all the episodes. There's an old God, and now there is a new God in me. All right, let me read on. Okay. Acts 11:1 says, the Gentiles had also received the word of God. I, the Lord God, have received the word of God. And the book of the law says the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Okay, what is this word of God? What is the name of this word of God? John 13:3 says, he was come from God and went to God. Now, they put a pronoun there. It's referred to as a he. Who is this he? What is this that we're speaking about that lives and abides forever, that was in the beginning with God, that was concerning God? This word that is, in truth, the word of God, the word which God has received and the Gentiles, the Bible declares, had also received. The statement, John 13:3, says this. He was come from God and went to God. Do not forget that statement there. I will clarify it. He was come from God and went to God. Acts 12:24, the word of God grew. The word of God grew. To those of you who follow this program, you have witnessed the growth of the word of God. A good example is in this program of mine here, the episodes. At first, there was just one episode of Lawmaster. Then there was two. Then there was three and four and five and so on and so on. You have witnessed the growth of the Word of God. Also, if you have been with me and following me from the beginning, you have witnessed a maturity, a growth of, say, a better understanding of the of this word. Okay, you have witnessed the growth of the word of God. The law says the word of God grew. Mark that as fulfilled. Mark that statement as fulfilled. That's Acts chapter 12, verse 24. Mark John 1:1, these two statements, in the beginning was the word was with God. Mark those statements as accurate. Mark them as accurate. Okay? Let's see another one here. Romans 10. By the word of God. You're talking about this word of God that is referred to as a he, that it is declared he lives for, he lives and abides forever. Okay? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Remember when I started speaking on this issue, I went through many statements where the it is declared throughout Bible content, showing that it is declared throughout Bible content. Hear my voice, hear my speech. Okay? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Who is the first hearer? There is a first hearer. God is the first hearer. That's why it says, hear my voice, O Israel. Israel being the legally set forth name for God in the Authorized Version Bible. Hear my voice. Hear, O Israel. That persistent urging for one to hear. God is the first hearer of this word that I'm talking about, that lives and abides forever, that has to do with God, concerns God, that was in the beginning with God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible's intent is for God to hear first, and then for God to declare the things he has heard. Excuse me. Mark that statement as fulfilled, for God has heard. And God is declaring the things he has heard from the AZB. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. An important statement, a fact, a truth coming, going with that statement is God is the first hearer. Not man. God is the first hearer. The God that the Bible talks about. And that God is right here on earth, sitting on this seat that I'm sitting on, and sitting before this computer that I am before. That's the God. This is the God that the Bible talks about through and through so much. Okay? God is the first hearer of the word. Acts 13, verse 5, they preached the word of God. That statement must be fulfilled. The Bible, the law says, the scripture must be fulfilled. The scripture, the Gentiles must fulfill that scripture. What? They must preach the word of God openly. Throughout the world, they must preach the word of God, which I am talking about today at this time. 2 Kings 3 verse 12 says, the word from the Lord is with him. The word from the Lord is with him. And Galatians 1:25, fulfill the word of God. What is this word of God? Statement Revelation 19, coming from the book of the law of God. Revelation 19, verse 13. And we'll see who or what this word is. We'll get a name. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This is the Word which lives and abides forever, the law declares. This is the Word that is in truth the Word of God. This is the word that the Bible declares that the Gentiles had also received. This is the word that was come from God and went to God. This is the word. What is the name of this word? Very simple. Revelation 19, verse 13 says, his name, and remember, it is referred to a he. He was come from God and went to God. His name is the Word of God. Yes, I've been calling it throughout the reading of these scriptures. His name is the Word of God. Now, what is this Word of God, though? The Word of God is the law. Did you hear that? The Word of God is the law. What is the Word about? The Word is about God. John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The word with there means about or concerning, having to do with. The Word was with God. The Word was about God and concerning God. It is called just that, the Word of God. It is the law. Remember the question, do you not hear the law in Galatians? Do you not hear the law? Hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my speech. Do you not hear the law? This word is not Jesus, as I have heard some preachers preach from their pulpit. This word is not Jesus. This word is the word of the law in the Authorized Version Bible. His name is called the Word of God. Back to Thessalonians 2. Thessalonians 2:13. And that's 1 Thessalonians 2:13. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. The word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God. He was come from God, John chapter 13. He was come from God and went to God. This word of God has come from God. A God that was here on this earth, a God in human form. This word of God did not come from something up in the sky. It came from something over in Rome, Italy. Okay? From the papacy. All right? It has come, the word has come from God, who I call the old God, to the new God in me. Now, that's the Bible. That's what the Bible teaches, okay? The Word is not Jesus. The Word is the Word of law in the Authorized Version of the Bible that has come from God to God. And I have received it. This new God in me, I have received the Word of God. That's how I receive it, the Word that has come from God. But I know what that God was or is, okay? Not something up in the sky, but there was something on here on earth. The Rome Italy. You know, his seat was over in Rome Italy. Okay? The papacy. All right? From one God to another, he was come from God and went to God. This word of God has come from Rome, Italy, to me. And I have received it as that, the word of God. I have received it as the law. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Verse 5, Psalm 78, verse 5. For he established a testimony and appointed a law in Israel. Who did I say, and what did I say Israel is in the Bible? In the Bible, Israel is God's newly appointed name. It is my newly appointed name, my scripturally appointed name. All right. Now, this Psalm 78, verse 2, this dark saying here, or this saying here, I will open my mouth in a parable, this statement right here, I will utter dark sayings of old. Let me show you a dark saying. A dark saying is in this statement. He was come from God and went to God. I have given you the proper Bible understanding of that statement today. I have done that. He was come from God and went to God. This law that I teach, coming from the Authorized Version Bible, has come from the God that was over in Rome, Italy, to the new God in me. That's it. In the Bible, that's a dark statement. You now know what it has reference to. You now know what it means and what it speaks of. It speaks of the law. And the law is called a he. He was come from God and went to God. And you hear me say the law said. The law speaks. The law speaks to me, to the people, to the Gentiles. What does it say to the people? All the people. It says worship God. Not talking about a God up in the sky. I'm talking about this God that it talks about, that it gives the characteristics of, that it gives the expectations of, that you can go through the episodes of Lawmaster and see these expectations. You can go through the episodes and see what the Bible says God will do, because nothing up in the sky is going to come down and do this one thing right here. Let me show you right quickly. I don't know how much time I have. Nothing going to come down from the sky, or no spirit, as they speak about in the church world, no spirit going to do this right here, carry out this instruction. Revelation 1, one of the things that God is intended and commanded to do. No spirit or nothing up from up in the sky going to come down and do this right here. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. That's talking to God. And it means just what it says. Write them down. Revelation 1, verse 11 says this. What thou seest, write in a book. That's what I've done. I have a book, the book of the law of God, all things are demonstrated power of God. No spirit going to come down and carry out those two instructions and give it in Revelation 1:11 and 1:19. Somebody here on earth had to do that. I've done it. I've carried out those instructions. Job 28, to give you another quick example. Job 28, right here. The thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. That's Job 28, verse 11. It's talking about the same one that is talking to in the couple of passages in Revelation 1 that I gave you, that I read. Now it says, the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. What is hidden in the Bible? The law concerning God is hidden. It's hid. I've brought it forth. It says in Isaiah 42, verse 1, about God. He shall show judgment to the Gentiles. No spirit up in the sky, nothing up in the sky, from up in the sky, or no other spirit is going to do that. Going to show the people on earth here the thing that is hid in the Authorized Version Bible. I do that. I show the thing that is hid. What thing is hid? First of all, the law concerning God. They don't teach that in religion and in the church. Well, it's hidden in the Bible. I've brought it forth. I've brought forth the expectations concerning God. I've brought those things forth. The things that I've seen in the AZB, I've written in a book, and I declare them. I carry out Bible instructions. Nothing from up in the sky going to do that. Nothing from up in the sky has done it in all these many years, and nothing from up in the sky going to do it later on. It's a done deal. Isn't that something? If there is another God, then he cannot do the things that the Bible says God will do, because I've already done them. I've already done the work of God, the work that is set aside for God to do. I've already done it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now in declaring these things that I've seen and heard from the Authorized Version Bible to you. I'm doing that right now. That's what the Bible says God will do. I'm doing it. Matter of fact, if you haven't done it before, Job 28, verse 11, mark that as the statement that's fulfilled that says, the thing that is hid brings thee forth to light. Mark it as fulfilled. I've done it. Revelation 1:19, the things you've seen and heard, right? Mark that as fulfilled. I've already done it. Revelation 1:11, what thou seest, write in a book. Mark that statement as fulfilled if you haven't already done it. I've already done those things. There is no other God that can do them. I've already done them. It's a done deal. It can only be done once by one. By one. And I'm the first to do it. And it's supposed to be done by God. Psalm 75, when I spoke about the issue of the judge, Psalm 75. Okay. Psalm 75, verse 7. But God is a judge. I have already pronounced judgment upon the Gentiles for what they did to black people. It says God is the judge. I have already rendered a judgment. I'm a first render. God is a first render. I've already rendered the judgment. I've already rendered the judgment. I have already done the things. I have done already the things that the Bible says God will do. Isn't that something? the one that the Bible talks about through and through, gives clear instructions and information on, is here. It's here on this earth right now. The Bible says God has come hither. God has come hither to this place. What place? Earth. I'm right here on earth with you. God has come. Mark, this statement is fulfilled, Isaiah 40. Let me say this before the music starts. Isaiah 40. All right, one moment here. Isaiah 40, verse 10 says, "Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand." Mark that statement as fulfilled. There's not another to come. The law is asked the question in the book of the law. Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? You don't look for another. I am he. I am the Bible's Lord God, because I do the work set aside only for God to do. I do it, I've done it. It's a done deal. The work of God, as far as the things that the Bible says, things that God says the Bible will do, it's a done deal. It's done in me. It's done in the Lord God. That's it for today. The Word of God. What is that word? That word is the word of law in the Authorized Version Bible. That word is the law that I have brought forth on this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. It's the law. What is the name? What is its name, the law's name? The law's name is the Word of God. It's called the Word of God. What is called the Word of God? The law. The law having to do with God is called the Word of God. Until next time. Mr. Welch, if you are there, close us out.
Yes, sir, Your Excellency. And that concludes today's episode. Join us next week at the same time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Thank you. Have a wonderful Sunday.